Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's Lo-Fi Guy. Welcome to a Lo-Fi Life podcast. Before we start this episode, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Pozzy, my producer. He's absolutely phenomenal. He's fantastic. Pozzy, I truly appreciate your work, and I'm grateful that you're helping me with this album. We're going to make sure that this is amazing. We both decided that the beginning of this album is going to be about acceptance. Once again, acceptance has been a common theme in my life because I have a difficult time accepting certain things in my life. Many people have a difficult time accepting so many aspects of their life because it's painful. It's painful to accept things in life because you have to accept it and move on. When you accept something, essentially you are letting go of what you thought it was, what you wanted it to be, and seeing it for what it really is, because then you have to truly let go of hopes and expectations. Sometimes people don't switch up on you. It's just that they never were really on your side. And that is something that's truly painful. That is something that's absolutely devastating. That's something that I'm currently dealing with. I don't like it at all. It hurts. And I understand in some aspects it is a first world problem in a sense. No, not really. Actually, not really. It can be quite traumatizing to somebody when you realize that someone that you thought was on your team was actually your enemy. And so I also wanted to explain one more thing about acceptance is that you have to figure out where your pain is coming from. Where is your pain originally, truly from? And you might have to dig deep within yourself to figure out what that answer is. And 10 out of 10, it's going to be painful. You're not going to like it. No one does. Because it's difficult. It's uncomfortable. For example, I'm currently recording outside in the cold. I'm not going to explain why. Although, I will say this. It's relatable. Because the cold is extremely uncomfortable. I don't enjoy it. And sometimes that's what life is. Sometimes that's what's happening in life is difficulties and adversities that we must face. We must conquer. We must get better, stronger, and wiser. Acceptance is key to becoming a better person. There's no other option. And believe me, I know it's difficult. Someone that you thought was your best friend may have been your enemy the whole time. And that can be traumatizing to people. Your own family. Sometimes you have to sit with yourself and really ask yourself, where is this pain originally from? Truly ask yourself and figure out what it is so you can understand what is hurting you, so you can understand what to do next. Many people are escaping their life instead of building a better one. Don't escape your life. Build a better one. And there are beautiful moments as well. You just have to figure out who's trying to seek the truth. Who wants to live in truth? Being honest with themselves. Being honest with their own life. Being honest with themselves. How can someone be honest with you if they're not honest with themselves? These expectations, these hopes and dreams. You have to be careful of who is in your life. You have to be careful of what you're fighting for. You have to be careful of what you're focusing on. Be careful with your heart. Be careful. Am I saying that all people are evil? No. Am I saying that the majority of people? I don't know. I'm not sure anymore. I honestly am not. I have no idea. I've witnessed time and time again, people betraying each other and hurting each other, lying to each other, using each other. It's never ending. Sometimes it's only going to be you and God. And that's the truth. Sometimes it's only going to be you and God. Pick up your Bible and seek for the truth. What does the Bible say? The truth shall set you free. Seek and you shall find. Posse, my man. Posse. This is going to be the greatest lo-fi album ever. You know why? Because we're going to also talk about how it's not all bad. It's also good too. You can't have the good without the bad. Am I right? And so, while you're dealing with difficult times, realize that you have a choice to make a decision to become better because of it. I had someone that explained to me how I wouldn't have made certain decisions if I was thinking. Just thinking. If I just thought about it. If I really just thought about it. Perhaps I would have been smarter. If I just thought about it. Just think about it. Just sit with yourself. Or I'm talking about myself, but I mean anyone should just be with themselves and ask themselves, what is my life and what am I going to do? What is happening? These are simple questions that people will never face. And it's a shame. Don't be one of those people. Face yourself and face your problems. It's the only choice that you have. There's no option B. There's nothing else that you can do. You can only get better. That's the only thing you can do is get better. And sometimes along the way, you will discover people that love you. And if not, dogs are a man's best friend. A loyal companion. We tend to say the word friend so loosely. A friend is someone who's true to you, someone who's willing to fight for you, not fight with you, to not leave you feeling broken, to not leave you in the middle of chaos. To make sure that you're okay. It's not even crazy. It's just simple. To make sure that you're okay. It's just simple. You don't make friends. You discover who is one. Actions truly speak louder than words. A friend doesn't make you question yourself. One thing I realize, though, is an enemy can force you to be better. I think we've all been there. Someone that you once trusted with your whole life betrays you. What do you do about that? You accept it. You understand it and then move on. It's the only thing you can do. You can't do anything else. You can't try to fix something that's meant to be broken. What makes you a truly better person? Working on yourself and getting closer to God. Go MGTOW. Understand that the truth shall set you free. Even the Bible says that. I am so serious when I say this. The pain that people can inflict on one another is absolutely insane. Your enemies don't betray you. Your friends do. Someone that you trusted does. And what do you do when that happens? What do you do when someone betrays you? What do you do? You gotta get closer to God. When everyone else is gone, you still got God. Maybe someday you can see the results of what you've been through. You can see the results of what you've been through. The results can be negative or positive. It's up to you to plant those seeds now. Don't wait too long. I'm serious. The struggles, the pain, and the experiences you've been through can shape you into a weaker person or a warrior. You must find the reasons of what has happened in your life to make you a better person.